This is side B of tape 2, continuing with the subject of the divine plan. And in continuing with the thought, always comes the question, well, in deciding about these things, who shall it be? Always the question comes from one's individuals. Who shall it be? And my question to you is, why do you ask? For if you are in the preparations, you have no need to know. For in the knowing, you'll recognize only the unfolding in proper sequence in return for your own labor. The keys to the unfoldment are going to rest in the recognition of the messages as brought forth to understanding ones who will take their piece of the puzzle, this portion of the tapestry, and hear the call. The counterpart receivers will know and prepare. There isn't any more, and there isn't any less. You'll know. Would you go within the biblical passages of the trumpeting the call that God's on his way to announce who would prepare for the passage? Oh, I think not. Would you take the one who would lead in the passage and paint a big bullseye target on that one's forehead? No, I certainly hope not. Well, you who seek and ask just for yourself are going to be in for a very rude awakening, indeed. You might come, you might cling, you might try to get through on the shadow of the brother, who is a portion and a part. And you might think that you will hold tight to their hem of their garment, and somehow you will slip through. No. You will not do this for self, except in the general overall context of being one of the entire whole self, not the ego individual. Well, does this mean that then you can't receive? Of course not. And does this mean that it's wrong to have? Of course not. God is abundance. God is total. God is all. God is all abundance. So this can't mean that abundance should not bring beauty and return. But it will only be in intent of service that this measure will flow upon anyone or any nation. I don't speak of all those other investments, if you will, or funding resources, or this, or that, or the other of human nature. I'm talking on the subject of that which God makes available in his own way, in his own format, and in his own time. For it's only through God that the whole of shielding can be garnered. And I hope you'll remember it. For when you turn from God into the reaches of earth physical, you remove your only protection through the shield, which deflects, I mean actually deflects, the beams of the new technologies brought against you as a species this day. And coming into higher and greater perfection every day of your existence. So I'd suggest you not trouble self over who. Because it's going to fall to the ones who have done their work. And demand it not. But rather serve as if. For it's only in the knowing of receiving that unlimited perception can allow. And allow the flowing. In the preparation of the unknowing, in the unknowing, by the unknowing, finally can allow the flowing thereof. And the guardians will be given to know. The guardians will know the custodian, and the custodian will know the resource and stream of flow. It's not going to be through any self-appointed guru, nor person of high-ranking physical presentation. I doubt it's going to be out of the Bush administration, the Marcos administration, possibly will touch upon it. Does that shock you? Why? Both politicians? Well, at some point, there is great, great difference in the type of corruption. But nonetheless, do you believe it will be through a Gaddafi? How about Gorbachev? How about Mr. Kissinger? How about the head of FEMA? That one that you probably do not remember already. Dear little Wallace. Well, who runs Mr. Wallace? Spectrum. Mr. Kissinger. Brzezinski. A few others from the Committee of 300, the most important one, entity, organization set up to run your government and you, the people. Well, in this instance, the custodians will have passed all testing and will be fully, fully prepared so recognition can be realized. But man's development must reach an acceptable level in order to be able to utilize such treasures. Are you there? We're now come into the time wherein the plans must begin to come into fruition. You're there. The time is at hand. Listeners, but just as the master teacher is not given to know the moment, neither are you given into knowing where, how, who, what, when, and where it would be, what it would be, how it would be. We shall give you this unfolding of literary information. But it's not for man to know. When even the arrival or the arriving energy forms are not allowed to know. And if you're ready, then you don't have any reason to ponder all this. If you're prepared, then you have no reason to ponder this. And if you're not prepared, it won't be of your deciding at any rate who. So let's again remember that there are many places wherein these treasures are kept, for they are the remnant places of the long-ago experience of continents and civilizations, and a place for the unfolding, or, in much and many instances, are brought again from places of security for utilization now at this time of evolvement. We're constantly entertained by your need for hoarding of things such as gold. We find that very interesting, for there's going to come a time when it's totally valueless, even to physical man, except for, conductive wires. I don't know what. Trinkets. It would be so common that it would be valueless as a commodity. It will reach a point where it will be as valueless as a commodity to physical man as it is to your spiritual progression. Because you're going to find that we can bring it forth from atmosphere. And we can bring it forth from atmosphere in any shape and form deemed through thought. It's the use and the users which are of importance. And God knows his people. And so be it. If you turn to the physical, then you've missed the point. And you're very apt to miss the boat. Because man dreams and ponders of how he shall come into inheritance of the great treasures of wealth and knowledge. He's sure that things are hidden within the places manufactured by man. Yes, let's look at the great pyramids. Let's always go look at those great pyramids. Sheila, the places of the lion and the bird tribes are places of God's provision. And they shall emerge in strange ways, in strange manners and forms, unsuspected by man. It's well worth our own while to focus man's attention upon these egotistical monuments of man unto man. For in so doing, man forgets to note that God is present and at work. Only the very few shall realize the truth of it. If you wish to have a sweet dream, little brother, you've got to first plant the seed that will bear a sweet dream and bear sweet fruit. If yours is a journey of ego gratification, and you better face what you are and who you are to make sure that your journey is not of simple ego gratification. For if it is, you'll not be in the gifting of God's greatest treasures, for you're not a worthy vessel. You're simply a human vessel. And you will put you first and the work second. The man of God will always wear an open mind for all possibilities of unlimited, infinite God, and so shall it come unto him who accepts the chalice and steps across that threshold in boldness within the circle of light. Who shall be received. You who come and walk with me, precious ones, are blessed indeed. For I know the way. For I am come with the life, the way, the word, and the all of all. May you ponder these things, that you might become worthy. And in becoming worthy, you might be of the receiving of the greatest gift of all. I salute you, ones, who dare and step forward in service and truth. Peace is promised and shall rest upon you as the cloak of light rests upon the day and removes the darkness from presence. I would like here again to do a little bit of overall discussion and remind you ones that everything that we cover is already written in the journals. All these things that you need to know. But I'm not going to go back through all those journals and bring them up to date for you. All of you should know these things. And yet I understand the limitations. And we spoke of it. I want you ones who have read the journals to come with me in your memories for a moment. Because as we have been writing and speaking, what should have flooded through your mind when I started talking, for instance, about the photon belt, was what we wrote about already. What a little sister from Fatima reported. What a precious child within the holy order of what was recognized and is recognized as an Orthodox Church spoke of. How do we relate to the mother representative form put forth as Mother Mary? These myths don't just happen. Where there is smoke, you will usually have found a fire. I don't want to get into the quarrels of the church groups and the church doctrines. What is received in the form, and the message is sent in the form that can be accepted, understood, and translated by the receiver. And if it be a little sister of the cloth, the projections are going to be given unto that one in what she recognizes as the highest order of the holy lineage, which would be the Mother Mary, if you will. And ones come, and they come simply, and they come from higher source, as with the Mother Mary Victoria. And then through the earth presentation, through the lips, through the projections of the higher mother, through the lips of the child, or the little sister, Veronica. And I'd like to speak about what one of these little sisters coming down in the lineage of Fatima reported. And herein I repeat, I'm not interested in the Catholic Church. I'm not interested in the Mormon Church or the Baptists or the Pentecostals. I'm speaking of truth. And all truth has to be presented. Those children, for instance, at Fatima, happen to be Catholic. And therefore they related to whatever they saw according to their spiritual guidelines. That's all there is to it. You can't make more out of it. And when you see a vision, you have to relate it to something that you know. And once again, this is what happened. And I don't need to speak of names. I don't want you focusing on particular ones. I just mentioned some names, but I don't want you focusing on them. But years ago, the projections came regarding this photon death, regarding the 3 days of light. So I can only ask you to go and look it up. You have to find those instructions for what to do when this light strikes. And they're projections of how many days of light and how many days of darkness. We try to take it up and give it to you from 3-4 different directions. And yet I can understand the readers out there who call into America West, for instance, and say, "Well, where can I find it?" And they'll get this tape and they will call America West and they'll want to know where that is so they can get that volume. Well, good, because I will now give them the words and the names to give to you. I want you to understand that this is what's meant when we say we allow you to go on and on and on and on and on. And I continually get a response from Dharma. Well, you wouldn't surely let me blunder. Not me. I have given into trust to you. Yes, I would. Yes, I would, until it impacts that which is the commitment over which she has given me control. That's part of the testing, Chilov. I have to know, are you going to run out on me every time the going gets a little bit rough? And the doubts and the questions rise? Are you going to run out on me when you sit in control of $3 or $4 billion worth of industry? Or maybe even more? Am I going to lose my crew when you have stuff? And I hear you, "Oh, well, not us, Father, not us, Brother. Not us, you can count on us." No, I specifically mean you. Will you pass that ultimate test? It's a great temptation to have in a physical experience. Have more of, have bigger than. Oh, yes, you. You see, you're going to have a lot of great temptations. And you're going to go around then making great predictions in your newfound slot. And you'll look over to this one and that one and you'll say, that one... really not of God. How will you discern? Or will you simply judge? A man will make a decision here and a decision there. Perhaps it's valid, perhaps it's invalid. But you'll become very, very judgmental when someone's trying to get a couple or $300 million out of your pocket. And you're probably going to say, "Well, but that's for God." Well, some will use it for God because some will have learned to expect a return if you use it for God. You see, God is a little more up on the behavior of the human than are you. So, if it's left up to me, I'd rather you just chuckle about it and come into balance with it. And don't go into a big state of denial that I wouldn't deny you. I wouldn't think selfish thoughts. It matters. And your thrust is going to be to handle it properly. And we're going to help you handle it properly. Any of you to whom it may touch. I hear your petitions. God, please let me do it properly. That's the prayer I hear. That's a prayer to which I respond. And you will do it properly. But back to the subject of moving into the time of great change and into this energy belt, this lighted belt. What has been projected in the prophecies? Well, obviously, even the scientists have written on this subject. They will, most of them, not acknowledge it, which I find most interesting. It is because there's a massive effort to postpone the entry into this cycle. And yet, a year in your time is important to the movement and the evolution of the plan. So I would also go with you and hope that it would be postponed. But you have to realize that much in an earth manner can be accomplished through this period of time, especially in the entry into, because you're going to have some very, very powerful opportunities for the politicians to really lay some trips on you. They're getting ready to blame it on spacemen. They're also ready to bring down some other very horrendous happenings so that you believe that it's spacemen. And you would be panicked after a few days, in the light or the dark, especially with the other things that are happening. So the foundation is already laid for the terrorizing of the masses. Meanwhile, other things go on. You see, there's a proper sequence of events for the Plan 2000 and the adversary, the global rulers, if you will. They have to bring things off in their blueprinted fashion so that all of it comes together in the event they could pull it off. And now they no longer work into the spiritual aspect of the problem. They are now so human-oriented, physically-oriented, in their thought processes if they don't see beyond. And although this war is going on at the higher level, the focus is simply to pull you under control and to continue to fool you until they have the power to do that. So there's some most interesting things in store for you. They are now flying craft right out of locations very close to here that exceed the speed of sound and reach the speed of light almost instantaneously from launch. They have photon thrust systems. The impact is great, like a massive explosion when that sound wave hits you. And we're experiencing those every day in this given location. Meanwhile, back on your political front, your politicians are playing the games. They're interesting games. And some good can come from these games. I don't like politics. And ones will continue asking me, well, who should I vote for? Who? Well, what about Perot? What about Grice? What about Bush? What about Jerry Brown? Well, these businessmen like Perot, you will find becoming politicians instantly, even before he announces, because he's a Rockefeller man. He is of the establishment. You don't make $3 billion in this world without having had to touch arms and dealings within the system. It doesn't have to be good. It doesn't have to be bad. It just is. And if you are not rooted in a stable goal under God's direction, you're going to get captured in this mechanism that devours. And he is thrust forth for this purpose. So you say, well, how should we want it to be? It doesn't matter. It will be the same. I would say the same thing that I said in your last election. I mean, it might as well be George Bush. We know what he's going to do. And as you move along here, you will find that George Bush, in these latter thrusts, will be doing some pretty impressive things. He'll be pushing urban development. He will be pushing rebuilding of cities. He would be pushing, let's repair the infrastructure. Let's rebuild. Let's rebuild. Let's rebuild. Let's plant seeds. He will thrust forth some projects. You will have $2 or $3 billion to build some housing and start some programs. It won't even measure up as a third of what was funneled right straight through the BNL, Banco Nacional de Lavoro. It can't even compare to the billions that flowed through there and sidetracked into just arms for Iraq. You're going to rebuild all these cities, all these, give urban housing, improve this, improve that. And you're not even talking about as much as a fourth. Not even a fourth of the amount guaranteed to Israel every year in cash. But it looks good. And your nation needs to receive it. These are worthy projects. It is man taking these projects that make it unworthy. How many of you are listening this very day or being done some reruns of the congressional investigation into HUD misuse, misdirection, and local cities' misuse and abuse of the system, specifically in Point Philadelphia, where billions again of dollars have been absolutely squandered. Millions of dollars, absolutely worthlessly used, and hardly a slap on the wrist. A demand for files, a demand for records. And what do you have? Well, that one's missing. This one's missing. I don't believe. You just have a dance around the truth. And then you can see the Khazarian, Zionist, Kornidri, the valve all vows coming across the faces of these speakers as they have actually vowed to not hold in honor any vow made after that date and prior to the next, when that's reaffirmed. In other words, you have deliberate lying under oath, because the ultimate vow is to not uphold that first vow under God, so help me God, to tell the truth. And you have a legal fiasco going on, only to be outdone at this particular time, as of yesterday, is a congressional hearing chaired by Gonzalez on this sidetracking of money into Iraq arms through those elite banks, criminal banks. Yes, the time is at hand. Well, why would you need a parole? You have to have a parole. Supposing before election George Bush is indicted for criminal actions, for he's been involved in criminal actions for years, years and years, all his life, actually. Will you be able to get to an election? And with those who oppose the power pull of a Bill Clinton set up by the Bilderbergers and the trilaterals, it doesn't matter, you see, whoever's in there is their man. But there's always the possibility that one of them can be pulled down. And therefore you have to have someone in that will either continue the line as it is, or someone who is going to be so weak in the political structure that one is still manipulated. And that's where you are. You don't have anyone that can take control. There just simply isn't anyone who can take control. Since our writing on the subject of the photon experience, that of course becomes the major point of topic, the major point of curiosity. I have inquiries, everything from how cold will it get in Arizona, Phoenix, to how deep do I bury my computer disks. I repeat, if it is simply 3 days of darkness, you will simply be without electricity. If you want to secure your material possessions, such as magnetic disks, and you want to just make sure that nothing happens to them, I would think that within a container some foot into the earth would do it. What you don't seem to remember, though, is a part of all of this grid, power grid mechanism, also places tremendous electrical charges traveling also through the earth. But you see, at that point, all becomes null and stationary, just it's called a null time. And I cannot give you specifics. I don't have any intention of giving you specifics. You've been told what to do. And I can only make these suggestions. And I make them not on a personal basis. I make them on a mass basis to tell you what will happen. I cannot go down and determine what will happen at the local hospital that has iron lungs, for instance. Because without power, someone is going to have to pump those, and you're going to find that there are not manual expressions and capabilities on some of the equipment. Many, many, many transitions will be made. I cannot control it. Furthermore, at this time, with all of the efforts being made, I don't see any change in the period of time, even expressed by those scientists, as I've shared with you. Many speakers have shared with you. I just come along and I bring an update. You're going to get denial from the political arena unless they can figure a way to utilize this to a higher purpose for themselves than is against them by just allowing you to pass on through. You see, they all want to make their killing, if you will, through this period of time. Well, they're going to be without power also. But because they already can now function with photon power, in some instances, they can do a lot of damage during that period of time while everything is balanced. Those things that have progressed past that null disability will be functional. So you're going to only have the highest elite controllers functioning during that period of time when you are helpless. What will they do with that period of time? Well, we can speculate, but that's all it is. And I very often speculate and share with you possibilities, and it comes back to me that Hatton said that on such and such a date, this time the July 25th, we're going into a null zone and the enemy will strike and all of these things. No, I have not given you a time. I said that's when your scientists project it to be. I would say that in my observations, I do not see that it has been changed. And since the other projections for massive earthquakes and things are now set and being projected by your prophets into May of 1993, I have to assume that the probability is they're going to allow you to pass through and into this photon period and pull the earthquakes off on you next spring. That is, if you can avoid political war. Until then, you have to rid this planet of some 6.5 billion people by year 2000. That's the plan. How are you going to do it? You're going to have to do it through massive death. You cannot do it through just a few little things. A little chain reaction on the freeway isn't going to cut it. Even a little war is not going to cut it. You have to have something massive now. You have to have something that sweeps millions away at a single bound. That's not a good prospect to consider in the mind, but these are the truths of it. And I see that we're about out of tape, and we might as well bring this one to a close before we begin on another subject. As I get to freelancing, I have a tendency to run off at the mouth. And it's probably just as well to leave this here. I don't want to distract you from the subject. I can only ask that you walk gently, hold the light carefully, and you will be fine. Panic, get frantic, and try to hold to all your greedy goods, and you will very likely lose it all. Preparation is the best and wisest approach, and then you shall be secure to finish your work. Salute.